you're carrying a balance on a credit card, do you know how much you're paying in interest? Here's a hint. It's a lot more than last year. Hi, I'm Rob West. The Federal Reserve's effort to curb inflation by raising interest rates is hitting credit card holders in a big way. I'll talk with Neely Simon today about how you can fight back. Then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Neely Simon is our guest today. She's a certified credit counselor with Christian Credit Counselors, an underwriter of this program. And Neely, great to have you back with us again.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Rob.
Neely, I know so many people are carrying a credit card balance these days, and they are really feeling the effects of the Fed constantly pushing up interest rates. How has that affected credit card interest rates in particular?
Yeah, it's increased them significantly. The average APR for all credit card accounts in the first quarter of 2023 was just over 20%. That's a 4-point increase in the last 6 months. That's the biggest increase since the Fed began tracking credit card interest rates nearly 30 years ago. So given the current economic outlook and interest rate environment, it's more important than ever to save money by paying down high interest debt.
There is no question about that. So how should folks carrying a balance on their card, Neely, or cards, I should say, in many cases, how do they get started?
Yeah, you want to get informed. Look at your monthly statements and find out what your current interest rates are. Many people are not aware of the increases because they have their accounts on auto pay or are no longer receiving monthly statements. Then you want to make a budget. Determine how much disposable income your family has. You have to spend less than you make and be intentional with your spending. The more extras you cut out, the more you have to pay down your credit card balances. Keep in mind, too, you have a better chance of doing this if you get everyone in your family involved. Open up the communication lines, set family goals, and work together to achieve them.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Now, of course, sometimes the amount of credit card debt is just too much and folks need additional help. So, Neely, how do folks know if they need to contact you? What are the signs that their credit card debt might be out of control?
Yeah, an obvious sign is if you're having trouble making your minimum payments, or maybe you can't seem to pay down the balances. Another sign might be that you can't seem to resist using the cards because you're overextended and having to use the cards for basics. The key is to break the cycle of making payments with little or no progress.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And of course, that's where Christian Credit Counselors comes in. So tell our listeners what happens when someone contacts you.
Yeah, so we offer a free consultation that consists of providing people with a comparison estimate, which is going to outline all the benefits, the new APR, the cost savings, interest savings, estimated time to repay, and what our monthly service fee is. We then walk you through a budget and help you understand what your disposable income is. We then send you all the information and allow you to think about the program. So the important thing to remember is there's no commitment. The call is confidential. We really just want to educate you on your options. Because through our debt management program, you can pay back your debt the right way. You honor your debt in full, get lower interest rates that are fixed and vary between 1 and 12%. The debt is snowballed, and the result is you will pay off your debt 80% faster.
And let me just underscore that, folks. This is my preferred way for you to get out of credit card debt once and for all. You're going to get on a budget. You're going to work with people that share your values at Christian Credit Counselors. But the big idea here is that you're going to get out of debt through this lower interest rate and with this level payment on average 80% faster. You're not taking out a new loan. You're not trying to settle the debt by charge-offs and becoming late on it and trying to negotiate a payoff. You're staying with your original creditor, but with a lower interest rate where you're paying through Christian Credit Counselors. This is absolutely the way to go. And Neely, how can folks get more information?
Sure. You can visit our website at ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. We'd love to talk to you.
Awesome. Neely, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
That address again is ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Neely Simon has been my guest today, and we'd love for you to contact them today if you need help getting out of debt once and for all. Your calls are next, 800-525-7000. Stay with us.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. If you've ever watched sports, then you know a good underdog story. The weaker, slower, worse team somehow defies the odds to take down the juggernaut. David and Goliath is the model. Despite being a small and seemingly insignificant shepherd boy, David believed in the Lord. Goliath fell. It points us to Jesus Christ. He conquered sin and death on the cross. The Goliath of our sin held us captive. The greater David set us free. Like David, we can stand strong in the face of adversity, knowing that Christ fights for us and is always with us. But at the end of the day, it's Jesus Christ who gives us the ultimate victory and hope for all eternity. Spend more time with Jesus. Visit GetAnchored.com.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Today's culture is opting for entertainment rather than biblical enlightenment. For those who resist that trend, Friends of Israel shows listeners why loving the Jewish people and supporting Israel is important to the Christian faith. Friends of Israel shares biblical truth about Israel and the Messiah and promotes solidarity with the Jewish people.
This is Chris Katulka of the Friends of Israel Today radio program, heard each weekend on this station, and here's what's happening in Israel.
Friends of Israel, Saturday afternoon at 2, here on American Family Radio.
What if buying groceries, gas, or dining out could help change lives? With Christian Community Credit Union's Cards That Give to Missions, you can help spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children with every purchase at no cost to you. Apply for your card today. More information is available at joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. The credit union is an underwriter of this ministry. Membership eligibility required.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. All right, it's time to take your calls and questions today on anything financial. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We've got some lines open today. Again, 800-525-7000. We're broadcasting live today from the National Religious Broadcasters Conference, the annual gathering of Christian media, broadcasters, podcasters, and executives coming together to really learn, grow, and connect around sharing the love of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth using the powerful medium of media. We're here in Orlando at the Marriott Orlando World and have an incredible week and delighted to be able to bring you this broadcast from NRB this year. But the program remains the same. We're taking your calls and questions. We'd love to dive into whatever you're thinking about from a financial perspective, help you apply God's word to your financial decisions and choices, and hold God's money loosely so we can give it generously. Whether you're dealing with your lifestyle, maybe your spending plan, debt repayment, maybe it's your giving strategy or your investments in light of these challenging times, we'd love to hear from you. Again, lines are open, 800-525-7000. Let's begin today in Pennsylvania. Hi, Lee. Go right ahead.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
So I was wondering, my husband and I are both retired military. We bring over just over $100,000 a year with our retirements and VA benefits. Okay. We have about $660,000 invested between Roth IRAs and regular investments. We owe $115,000 on our house, but we have a line of credit that it was at $61,000, but this year, because of capital gains, we had to draw from that and pay like $17,000 into federal and state, which brought it up to $81,000. And I am not comfortable with having that amount of debt. I don't like it. However, we have some home repairs that we have been planning on and wanting to draw out of our investments so we don't add to that line of credit. But, of course, the lady that we invest through says, you know, you're making money over here. It's less interest over here. What's the biblical way to handle this? I hate debt.
Yes. Well, you know, you could certainly go both directions. I think the key for you right now is just looking at the cost of funds, what's going to be more cost effective as you access these funds. Obviously, if you pull out of the $650,000 roughly in investments, you're locking in any losses that you have there. And I expect you, like everyone else, your portfolio is down with the market. And although we've seen somewhat of a recovery this year thus far, I think we're going to retest our lows before it's all over. But that recovery, even in and of itself, has been fairly narrow. There's been a small percentage of overall stocks that have been represented in that recovery. So I suspect you're down. And one of the downsides, if you will, to pulling from those investments is you will realize those losses. Now, on the flip side, the cost of borrowing is up right now with interest rates. And so I suspect with that home equity line of credit and that variable rate, you're paying more interest now than you have in the history of that line. And you would be pulling money out at a time where you're going to be paying more for it. So it's a bit of a catch-22 on this. Now, that rate will come back down, I expect, sometime later this year, probably first of next year. I guess my first question would be, could you wait on these projects until either we see interest rates come down or we see a further recovery of your portfolio before you make the decision one or the other?
Yes. Yes, we could. I mean, we could. So out of our normal income, I've been doing a lot of the house repairs and camper repairs or whatever out of our normal income. So we could wait if that's
Yeah, and I think that would be my preference, is if you could fund as much of this as you can out of cash flow and really incent yourself to limit lifestyle, create as much surplus as you can, and just kind of pay as you go and maybe do these projects over time. And then if you wanted to knock out maybe a bigger project that you couldn't do out of cash flow, or you just didn't want to wait any longer, perhaps sometime next year this time, either we've seen, you know, the recession, we can see the end of it, the market's starting to recover or has recovered, and it's a more opportune time to pull it out. Or at that point, the cost of funds is less, and so you go ahead and borrow. Maybe we lock in a home equity loan at that point instead of a line of credit with a variable rate, but we could look at that point.
Got it. Okay. That makes sense.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Okay, Lee, thanks for your call today. We appreciate it. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We'd love to hear from you today with whatever you're thinking about financially. Again, we have a few lines open, 800-525-7000. Let's go to Arkansas. Hi, Dana. Go right ahead.
Hi. I was wondering what you think are some protective moves to make against the And how likely you see that the digital dollar that's now in trial, whatever. You know, I know in the past Eisenhower made gold illegal, and plus it's such big denominations anyway. I don't know how anybody could use it. But what are your thoughts on how to hedge against that?
Yeah. You know, I think the most important thing you can do is manage your own economy well, living on less than you earn, avoiding debt, setting some long-term goals, having some margin in your financial life, and giving generously. I mean, that's the key to every financial success. Once you recognize that God owns it all and operate from a biblical worldview and an eternal perspective, I mean, clearly we don't want to bury our heads in the sand. We know that
ultimately we trust God. He is our provider, no one else. And yet we live in these times. So it's important that we elect representatives, congressmen and women who understand the importance of privacy and aren't trying to impose social controls on us through, in this case, a potential central bank digital currency. I think that would be a big mistake. A lot of our elected officials do as well. We've already seen the state of Florida essentially ban a central bank digital currency by making it not compliant with their uniform commercial code. They're trying to get out ahead of this. There's a lot of congressmen and women who are very concerned about this, and I think for good reason, because if every transaction ran through the central bank, well, they could impose rules, they could limit transactions. It's conceivable to think that they could say, based on an ESG score, and fossil fuels, that you've bought enough gasoline, this month. And so we're limiting your ability to transact, and do business and purchase gasoline. I mean, that's possible, not to mention just kind of the loss of privacy. So here's the reality, though, is that coinage is a congressional function. It would take Congress and the president to put this through. And there is going to be a lot of debate for good reason. This isn't even in development. It's in a research phase at this point. There's nothing more than a series of essentially white papers that have been written on it. Now, in order to make the U.S. competitive, there is a thought that we need a digital currency. It would essentially be a digital dollar that would be in addition to paper dollars. But who knows where that's going to go? And just the idea that that would be centralized in terms of the information and the controls, I think, has a lot of people concerned. So we'll continue to watch that. It's a ways off if it ever happens. And again, it's going to have to get and work its way through Congress before we'd ever see it come to the light of day. Does that make sense?
Yes. So gold, can they make gold illegal again, or is there a law against that?
I don't see that happening. No, I think, you should have an appropriate amount of gold in your portfolio. I think for most folks, that's 5 to 10%, just based on it being a hedge against inflation. It's a fear trade. It makes sense to have, but I wouldn't overweight there. I would still keep a properly diversified stock and bond portfolio with an allocation to gold as probably the best long-term solution. Thanks for your call. We'll be right back with much more.
What does the American Family Association stand for? AFA believes that all men and women, whether in private or public, should be free to exercise their faith without hindrance from the government. These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the Faith and Finance program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
Friendships is offering an exciting opportunity for young adults who want to grow in their walk with God, become physically fit, and learn relief ministry while serving in the Middle East. This is an amazing opportunity to serve God and experience Israel. Check out Seahawk's one-year scholarship program at friendships.org or call 337-433-5022. That's 337-433-5022. The next session begins August 19th.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
Director of the AFA Foundation, Riley Wildman, Here in the Foundation, we help families just like yours to shore up permanent income for their retirement years through our charitable gift annuities.
Riley has served as the director of the AFA Foundation for over a decade.
Give us a call today at 800-326-4543. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345.
The AFA Foundation, the Financial Stewardship Division of the American Family Association.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience. And she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, live from the National Religious Broadcasters Conference in Orlando, Florida. We're taking your calls and questions today, 800-525-7000. What does it look like to operate from a biblical worldview when it comes to money management, rejecting the messages of this world based on greed and fear and materialism, and replacing that with a biblical worldview, recognizing we're stewards of the master's resources, holding God's money loosely, giving it generously, saving appropriately, starting with our identity in Christ, and realizing we have an abundance before even the first dollar because of what Christ did for on our behalf on the cross to reconcile us to the Father. So it's about stewardship after we surrender our lives to Jesus. What have we done with what we've been given? Well, we want to help you be that wise and faithful steward here on Faith and Finance each day. We've got some lines open for your questions today at 800-525-7000. Let's head back to the phones to Ohio. Hi, Sue. Go right ahead.
Hey, hi. I'm a recent widow. My income is $900 a month, and I'm paying out $500 in credit card bills. Thank God my house is paid for. Do you have any advice for me?
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Sue. I know how challenging that is, and you know, just given the high percentage of your income that's going toward debt repayment is concerning. Is there an opportunity first to increase your income? Do you have the ability to get a part-time job that would work for you? Something that would allow you temporarily to get this income up?
My only issue is that some days I'm good physically and some days I'm not.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, maybe I can try to Uber, but I get nervous in the car after so long, honestly.
Sure. No, I understand. Well, that would be something to make a matter of prayer, to ask the Lord to give you some wisdom on that. I mean, we really only have two options. One is to increase income. One is to decrease expenses, and you're already living on next to nothing. I think the only other option would be to get this credit card repayment going in the right direction. With these high interest rates, you're probably barely keeping up with, you know, just the interest payments as you send your monthly amount. What do you owe in total, Sue, on these credit cards?
$17,000.
Okay. All right. So what I'd like to do as a next step is have you connect with our friends at ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Do you use the internet?
I do.
Okay. So you would just head to ChristianCreditCounselors.org. These are godly men and women that would be delighted to connect with you, help you take a look at your budget. But what they're going to do is look at each of your credit cards and determine what the new interest rate would be if you use a debt management program. So they're not talking about taking out a new loan to pay these off. What we'd be talking about is leaving them right where they are. But if you pay through a nonprofit credit counseling agency like Christian Credit Counselors, they will drop the interest rates. What that's going to do for you is get more of your monthly payment going toward principal reduction. Now, that's not going to solve for the immediate need of this shortfall that you have on a monthly basis to cover your bills, because you'd likely be sending the same amount that you're sending right now. It's just that at least we'd be moving in the direction of you eventually paying this off so that you could free up a lot more resources. And it'd be one level monthly payment that would fit into your budget. And on average, when you use a debt management program, it gets paid back 80% faster than if you do not. So that would be my next step, Sue. They'll work with you on both your budget and your spending plan, but also helping you get these interest rates reduced. Does that sound good?
That does. Can I ask you one other question? Or is
yes, ma'am.
Not
go ahead.
Allowed?
No, no, of course.
What can you tell me about Bitcoin? I have an investment in Bitcoin, and I know nothing about it.
Yeah. Well, it's a cryptocurrency, basically a viral virtual currency designed to act as money and a form of payment outside the control of one person or a group or an entity. It's removing the need for a third-party involvement in financial transactions. It's completely anonymous, although you can prove the transactions. And it, doesn't fall under the control of the banking system or even the regulators. So there's no central bank overseeing it. It's the most well-known cryptocurrency in the world. And its popularity has, of course, inspired the development of lots of other cryptocurrencies, some of which have failed. Others, have been successful. I think Bitcoin has the ability to be the most successful. The technology behind it, the blockchain technology, is here to stay. I mean, there's a wide-ranging application for it, so it's not going anywhere. I just wouldn't use it as an investment personally, Sue. I would put it in the most speculative category of investing. And I just think for most folks, just given the wild fluctuations, we've seen incredible rises. We've also seen precipitous falls in the price of Bitcoin. And I think for that reason, it's, probably something you should avoid as an investment, at least from my perspective.
Sir, I really appreciate it. And I'm going to go to, what is the website again? Because I'm going to hang up and go right to it.
Okay, it's ChristianCreditCounselors.org, ChristianCreditCounselors.org. We appreciate your call today very much. Folks, we're going to head to a break here in just a moment. Sue, thank you for your call. Jan, we're coming your way just on the other side of the break. So if you can be patient, I'd love to get to your question. We also have a few lines open. We'll continue to take your calls and questions today on anything financial. The number is 800-525-7000. Folks, as we think about our role as stewards, one of those enormous opportunities we have is to equip the next steward to make sure they're chosen and prepared, and that's our kids. We have the responsibility and privilege of discipling our children as they grow, teaching them to love and follow Christ, and part of that calling involves leading them into a biblical understanding of stewardship. When we recognize the earth as the Lord's and everything in it, everything we own, earn, and desire belongs to God, and we're the manager of His resources. So we want to be intentional about how we can cultivate that stewardship mindset, even at an early age. I'll share a few ideas on what that can look like just around the corner as we come back. We're live from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. I'm Rob West. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Much more to come just around the corner. 800-525-7000. Call right now.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Hell and the judgment of God's verboten in most churches, yet the Bible's emphatic. Satan, a literal lake of fire, and eternal judgment are true. Also true are six different judgments of God, before one of whom each of us will stand. I'm Sam Rohr, host of Stand in the Gap Weekend, heard Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. Join me and Dr. Carl Brogy as we discuss when we all stand before Christ, biblical prophecy, and God's judgment, Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice.
More information is available at EventideInvestments.com. That's EventideInvestments.com.
God has entrusted his finances to you, and we at FaithFi have designed our FaithFi app to help you live, give, owe, and grow with that perspective. Our FaithFi app is the leading biblically-based finance app. You can manage your money, get top biblical financial resources, and interact with a community of like-minded believers, where you can ask questions, get answers, and share what you're learning. Go to faithfi.com and click the word app to get started.
When you hear this,
this is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building, and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at AFN.net. And sign up for our daily news brief at AFN.net.
Are you struggling to fit your faith into your practice as a Christian financial advisor? The Certified Kingdom Advisor designation teaches you a step-by-step process to confidently deliver advice that aligns with Christian values. Discover the skills you need to help your clients make a kingdom impact. Get started today by enrolling in the CKA educational program at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified. That's kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're live from NRB, that is the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Orlando, Florida. Delighted to have you along with us today as we take your calls and questions on anything financial, helping you apply God's wisdom to your financial decisions and choices. We've got a few lines open, 800-525-7000. Let's head to Arkansas. Harlene, you're next on the program. Go ahead.
Hello.
Thank you. Hi there. Go right ahead.
Call.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. I am 64 years old and have been retired for 6 years. I got to take some early retirement and put some of that retirement in a partial annuity, partial withdrawal annuity. So that's somewhere around $130,000, and I'm not having to use it. So my question is, if I would like to make a draw off of that, since I'm not, you know, needing it for the income at this time, can it be directly put over into a ministry such as, you know, American Family Association Foundation or some other, you know, some other ministry without taxes? Or
There is. Unfortunately, you would have to be 70 and a half to do that. It's called a qualified charitable distribution, and it's the only way to get money out of an IRA and send it directly to a not-for-profit ministry or charity or your church in a way that allows them to receive it where it's not added to your taxable income, and then they can use the full amount, and you could even satisfy a required minimum distribution, but you won't have that for some time because the age on that continues to increase. We'll be up to 75 eventually before you have to take an RMD, but you do have to reach 70 and a half in order to be qualified for a qualified charitable distribution. So in the meantime, Harlene, if you did want to do some giving out of it, you'd have to take a distribution, recognize it as income, and then you could turn around and give it away.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, I felt God putting it on my heart to do something for some more, you know, ministries putting forth all of this good information, and y'all's too, and I appreciate you very much.
Well, thank you very much, Harlene. Uh-huh. I wish I could give you a way to do that right now, but that opportunity is coming down the road. We appreciate your call today. 800-525-7000. Let's stay in Arkansas. Johnny, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Brother Rob, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, sir.
Thanks, sir. Hey, Brother Rob, I got a small dilemma. But this debt ceiling thing is scaring me. I mean, it's not scaring me because I put it in the Lord's hands, but I just want to be prepared. My 401k, when should we, or is it a good idea to take my 401k out and put it in the IRA? When, or should I just leave it alone? I'll just get your opinion on it.
Yeah, I'd be happy to weigh in on that, Johnny. Are you still with the employer that established that 401k?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you plan to be there for the foreseeable future?
If the law is willing. You know.
Yes, sir. All right. Yeah, you wouldn't be able to roll that out to an IRA until you separate from the company. They don't allow you to do so. And so you're going to need to leave that there, which means that you'll have to choose from the investment options inside that 401k as you manage that money. And obviously, you have a limited number of choices there to pick from. So you'll have to select among the various investment opportunities they give you. Now, once you separate from the company down the road, you would, in fact, be able to roll that out to an IRA. And one of the benefits of that is you would essentially take the investing blinders off and you'd be able to invest in any investment essentially at that point. But you would have to wait until you separate.
Okay, now with this debt ceiling thing, and if everything go haywire, could they? I heard they're going in and take your 401k out of there. Is that true?
No, that would require a congressional action for anybody, the government, to have any access at all to your 401k, and that would be incredibly unpopular. So I think there is a lot of fear out there right now that's running rampant around the government's ability to go in and seize assets, especially as it relates to retirement accounts. I wouldn't be concerned about that. The debt ceiling is something to continue to watch. I think, unfortunately, we're just going to kick the can down the road. It's necessary. But we need to deal with the longer-term problems in this country with regard to overspending and our runaway national debt. But we'll see a decision and an agreement coming probably sometime in June. And as long as that gets done before July, I don't think we'll really see any disruption. If it were to extend beyond 30 days, one of the challenges would be, there wouldn't be any workers to actually send Social Security checks and Medicare checks. And so we'd create all kinds of problems, not to mention the ramifications of the U.S. defaulting, which we've never done before. So we will have a decision. It may come at 11:59, but the bigger issue is the one that we're going to have to solve longer term, and that is we're going to have to rein in spending. We're going to have to create pro-growth policies. We're going to have to trim regulation that stifles growth, and we're going to have to deal with our demographics problem, as we have less workers in the future to support this economy. But we're still the biggest and the strongest, and the ingenuity, size, and strength of the United States, not to mention the fact that we have two major oceans on each side of us. We've got rich natural resources. We've got incredible ingenuity. And, if we can recognize God's design for economics and wealth creation and return to that, there's incredible prosperity that can follow, but it's going to require some repentance and some changes, and that's going to have to start with the leadership in this country. And so that's why it's important that we show up to vote for men and women who understand God's design for all of that. But I think at the end of the day, Johnny, what's most important is that you steward your personal economy according to biblical wisdom. So that means living on less than you earn, avoiding debt, setting long-term goals, giving generously, and having some margin in your financial life. And if you do that and stay properly diversified and continue to invest in real companies that have sales and earnings in this country, which, again, we have the strongest economy in the world, despite the challenges we have out there, I think you'll do well. And we'll get through this debt ceiling. We'll get through this recession. The market will recover. We've got some bigger problems longer term that we need to deal with, but in the near term, I think we will recover just fine. So I think you need to stay the course and just keep up the great work that you're already doing.
Okay, Brother Rob, so in other words, I should leave my 401k is and just keep prayer on my mind, huh?
That's exactly right. We absolutely need to do that. If you don't mind me asking, Johnny, what percentage of your income are you putting away into that 401k?
I think I'm putting 10% in.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great place to be. How much have you already accumulated?
Well, Brother Rob, that's a good question, because I've been asking. I don't know how to get in, and I don't know how to get in to check it.
Okay. Do you get a statement? Do you get a paper statement in the mail periodically?
No, sir. We don't get anything.
Okay. Well, what I would do is call. I would call your HR department and just ask them for the contact information for the plan administrator and reach out to the customer service line and just say, listen, I need to get set up with an online access. I'd like to get paper statements in the mail. And can you tell me kind of what's in my portfolio? Because your ability to get in there and see what you've got, but also understand the investment options that are available to you so you can ensure that your funds are allocated appropriately for your age and risk tolerance and goals is really important right now. So I would make that call today and tell them, hey, I need some access to my account so I can see what's going on and get that set up. Johnny, thanks for your call, my friend. God bless you. 800-525-7000. Ron, coming your way just after the break, plus your questions. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thoughts of the child you were carrying keep pouring over in your mind, and the loss is overwhelming. A deep, unrelenting sadness overshadows your days, and you wonder if you will ever feel whole again. But there is hope and healing from an abortion. Call the International Helpline, 866-482-LIFE, and talk with someone who has been where you are. 866-482-LIFE.
I love AFR. You say it's on the radio too?
Here at American Family Radio, we know that many people find their audio entertainment in other places than the radio. So our programming is available with the AFR app on Apple and Android devices, through Amazon Alexa, and now available on Roku.
I just love the podcasts.
That too. American Family Radio, streaming or podcast, now available wherever you are. And we're on the radio.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, live from National Religious Broadcasters Convention here in Orlando, Florida. We're glad to have you with us today. We're taking your calls and questions here. It's our final segment. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe you're struggling just to balance your budget or trying to pay off some debt. Maybe it's establishing that emergency fund. Whatever it is, we'd love to hear from you at 800-525-7000. Our team is standing by. Let's head out to Oklahoma. Hey, Ron, how can I help you, sir?
Good morning, sir. Yes, thank you for taking my call. And sure. I just have a question. I'm retired, about 69 years old, and have a sizable IRA. And I was listening to an advisor the other day, or talking to one, and he was recommending maybe taking some of that. I have a large cash position, and purchasing a long-term annuity that is paying about 6.5% right now due to the current interest rates. And it would be out there for a long time. He was talking about guaranteed income, recommending that. So do you have a particular recommendation on annuities like that? And of course, it's by a long an insurance company, of course. But anyway, yeah. I just thought I'd seek out some other advice on that.
Yeah, I appreciate the question, Ron. You know, I'm not a huge fan of annuities just with their high commissions and fees, and there's some tax penalties depending on how it's structured. And then obviously you've got the surrender charges if you wanted to get to the money. Now, I realize, you know, it can sound attractive to get the guaranteed income. They have some customizable features and you can borrow against them and so forth. But they do tend to be complicated and expensive. And I think the loss of access to your capital is my biggest concern in this season of life. Now, you may say, well, as long as I only do a portion of it, I'm comfortable that I'll have plenty of funds available for other things. And you know, this would give me some peace of mind to know that I don't have to worry about the market and I'm getting a pretty attractive rate of return that's locked in. And I certainly understand that. I guess we just need to look at the trade-offs in terms of the cost and the, you know, the limited fund access. Give me your thoughts on that, though. Does that concern you at all?
Well, of course, I wasn't considering the whole thing, but maybe just a piece of it. But the other thing is, you know, what do you get into heavily stocks for growth aspects of your portfolio? But, you know, CDs are paying well, but you're always having to roll those. So just long term, without having to consider it, not worry about it, but having to deal with different products over time. And I guess that's one of the encouragements, I guess, about getting into an annuity. You get it, you're done. But you're right on what you're saying. Highly costly. They probably make good commissions, and it ties it up, and you lose your principal. Unless you stay in a long time, you may have avenue to get it back out. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you'd have to wait a period of time, and there would be the ability to take a portion of it over time, and eventually you could get it out. But you'd have to wait quite a while. I mean, I think the alternative, which was what I would typically recommend, is to hire an advisor who could really take responsibility for managing the portfolio. You know, at age 70, I'd be looking to have 30% to 40% in stocks, high quality income generating stocks, broadly diversified, and then the balance in fixed income type investments, which will, you know, be attractive again. They were out of favor last year with the rising interest rates, but now with bond prices, you know, rising as interest rates eventually start falling, and the yields on them that are pretty attractive, I think you can keep access to your funds, generate a fairly consistent return that allows you to draw an income off of it if you need it, still preserve the principal through both the income as well as the growth component, but smooth out some of that volatility as well. So I think, you know, that would be my preference for you, because I think you get both and. You get the less volatile returns, more stability, but you still have access to your funds if you need it for long-term care or something that, you know, comes out of left field that requires, you know, a chunk of your assets. But I would hire somebody to do that for me, and you would be paying, you know, an ongoing management fee for that. But I think it's worth it. After you spend a lifetime building a nest egg, having somebody who's waking up every day thinking about managing that portfolio, I think makes a lot of sense for me.
Understood. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Well, I just appreciate your independent thought on that and recommendations, so I will move accordingly. So thank you.
All right, Ron. Yes, sir. Thank you for checking in with us. We appreciate it. 800-525-7000. We've got room for maybe one or two more questions today. We'd love to hear from you. Let's head to Virginia. Fleur, go right ahead.
My husband and I are just, his father-in-law just passed away, and we're taking care of his mother-in-law. And we're in the processes of like handling the estate, but we've run into a lot of challenges on getting some information with his estate, because he's had total control of my mother-in-law's, retirement funds and everything since, you know, for a very long time.
Sure.
I'm just trying to, she wants to sell the house, and trying to grasp that her question was, can I go ahead and buy another house? And we're like, yeah, what's your funds? But at the same time, she's never had that experience with dealing with the finances. And so I said to my financial advisor, can we get someone to, you know, actually sit down and tell her what's the long-term effect of getting into? Because we'd rather, as a Christian, we want to take care of her, and we want her to, you know, live out her retirement life. But I don't know what to do.
Yeah. So the primary question is just whether or not to buy another home versus her living with you all. Is that right?
Oh, right. Because right now the home that they have, it's too much for her to handle. Yeah. And she's asked for us to sell our house and live with her, but that's not going to happen just because we have our own children.
Sure.
And moving them to schools and all that is just going to be tricky. So,
yes. Yeah. Well, I certainly appreciate what you're doing. Go ahead.
I prayed about it a lot, and she's getting different advices from her church. So mm-hmm. I don't want to, like, yes. you know, be the interfere with her as her daughter-in-law. But at the same time, I'm worried because we supported her for the last, you know, 4 or 5 months, and we told her our goals, that we have savings to support her. We can even move to a bigger house, but it's, I don't know. She wants to go ahead and do that, and I'm afraid that we're going to have to, you know, guide her with every step of the way.
Yeah. Well, this is a critical role that you're playing in her life, and I think it honors and pleases the Lord that you're willing to do that. It's not without challenge. Anybody who's walked alongside aging parents knows how difficult it is. And so I think being prayed up is really key. Having good, open, and honest communication is key. But also, you have a life too, and this has to fit within, you know, what makes sense for everybody, because it's not just her and it's not just you. It's you and your kids and her. And so you're trying to guide and direct. There's limited resources and there's some hard decisions that have to be made. So we have to start by just understanding what is reality with regard to the financial situation. What are her assets and liabilities? What are her income and expenses? Do you have a good handle on that?
Well, obviously the way that they've been living, they've lived beyond their means. Okay. We found out. But thankfully, thank God that the market is high for her, that she could get some equity out. But like I said, yeah. money management has not been her role.
Sure.
In this marriage. So we've had to disclose some things that she wasn't aware of, like HELOC and all this stuff, and
sure.
taking out a 401k that she wasn't aware of. So
yeah.
I've been praying to say, what can I do? This is her funds, but there's really not much.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it seems like the next option is to determine, once you sell the house and pay off the debt, is there enough income to cover her expenses? And what does that include for living expenses? And that's going to either result in you downsizing and buying her a small place that's more manageable, getting her into, mm-hmm. you know, perhaps somewhere that has the ability for assisted living all the way through nursing care, a senior living community where maybe she starts independent, but then can move to mm-hmm. more skilled care over time nearby you all, where you can still be really involved in her life. Or if necessary, either because of the care that she needs or the financial situation, moving her in with you, or as you said, being willing to buy a bigger house. I think all of those options need to be on the table. You all just need to sit down, go over the finances with her, determine exactly what would be available after the home is sold, and then look at each of these mm-hmm. options and then make that decision together. And I realize that's not easy, but I think that's the next step mm-hmm. as you begin to put all the pieces in place. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Can I ask a question in regards to what you were talking about, long-term care?
Sure. Yeah, real quick.
Can we enroll her in a plan, or because she's not working right now, so we found out that she didn't have that as part of a retirement package. Where can I find resources for that?
Are you talking about long-term care insurance?
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably past the point where it would make sense from a cost-effective standpoint. So I think she's going to have to depend upon her assets that she has currently in order to be able to fund whatever comes her way down the road, whether that's, you know, assisted living or just maybe in-home care if she moves in with you guys. So it's really going to have to come out of her assets until those are spent down to the point where she'd have to eventually go into a Medicaid-eligible facility and able to get government assistance. Fleur, I know you've got a lot on your plate here, so we're going to ask the Lord to give you some wisdom as you navigate this, and I'm confident you'll do it. And again, I know what you're doing pleases the Lord as you honor her in this season of life. Thanks for being on the program today. May the Lord bless you. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us. Live from the National Religious Broadcasters Conference, I'm Rob West. On behalf of my team, Devin Patrick, Adam Suddeth, Pat Montague, and Robert Sutherland, I want to say thanks for being along with us today. It's our privilege to encourage you as you're in your financial journey, being a steward of God's resources each day. Thanks for joining us today. Come back and check us out tomorrow. We'll be here same time, same place. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.